Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1587. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabbi Ziz. Lila Nishmas Blima Vasra Moshe. Lurafur Shalema Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, of course, we are in the middle of the category in Muksa of Machmas Chasar and Kiss. And of course, we've explained quite a number of times, just to review, that means basically an item that a person set aside for various different reasons, whether it's very expensive or whether it's very precious. It could be not even so expensive. It could be just somebody doesn't want it to get ruined, like we spoke about. Somebody has a store in their house, dishes, these type of things. And it could be even something mlachta leiser or leheter, meaning something like a camera, a laptop, you know, that's not allowed to be used on Shabbos bechalal. Or it could be something heter, which could be an article of clothing. It could be a spoon. It could be a set of dishes. But just somebody sells it, whatever, was very precious. They bechalal never use it. So all those things fall under the guidelines of Chasar and Kiss. So he brings down another thing which we spoke about all the way at the end of the shir. I just want to review. We spoke about the shir last time in reference to somebody has an item. They bought a certain item from the store. Let's say I have a set of dishes and I bought it from the store and it's not what I want, right? So I want to return it. Sunday, I'm going back to the store. I'm going to return it. So the question is, I ran out of dishes. Could I use one of those dishes on Shabbos, right? And I had in mind, Bein HaShmashis, again, we want to keep in mind, Bein HaShmashis, I had in mind, I'm returning it. I don't want anybody touching it because when you're returning something to the store, it gets scratched, ruined, whatever, the store could tell you, very good, Shkayach, I'm not taking it back. You ruined it. I can't sell this anymore. So it's too bad. You lost your money. So this item, even though it might be something usable, quote unquote, per se, like a dish or forks or knives, I'm just giving any example, even clothing, but the fact, even though it's a regular usable item, it's not like a camera, it's not like a laptop that you can't use on Shabbos at all, right? Clothing I wear, dishes I use, these are all kelim shemalachtom leheter. But the fact that I want to return it Sunday, Monday to the store, and I don't want anything happening to it, so now it becomes machmas chasar and kiss. Not the fact that it's so expensive, but the fact that I don't want anything happening to it, and I don't want anybody else using it because it could get ruined or something could happen to it. That's the point of muksa machmas chasar and kiss. One of the points, anyways. So he says like this on page 25, Sefer Muksa included in muksa machmas chasar and kiss. Right. The name of the sefer, by the way, is Hilchos Muksa. Muksa, a practical guide. Muksa, a practical guide. It's a beautiful sefer. If anybody ever want to get Muksa, practical guide, written again by Reb Simcha Binim Kohn. So that's an important thing to have in the house, to look things up all the time. You know, I just want to say offhand, things come up all the time. People not in Shabbos. People are sitting whatever, and something comes up. Could I move this? Could I move that? How could I move? Should I move this? That? And Muksa is something that comes up all day long on Shabbos or Yom Tov for that matter, not just Shabbos, Yom Tov or Shabbos, and it comes up all day long, could come up every 15, 20 minutes, every half hour, every hour. This thing could I move, that thing could I move, I'm not sure, I don't know, could be possible. You want to have a guide, everybody should have some sort of a guide, but when it comes to Muksa, by the Lama Tes Malacha, so it's a little bit more complicated to look up, which one should have also Sfarim in the house, especially English, I'm talking now English Sfarim, in reference to the Lama Tes Malachas, easy things. Again, Rav Simcha Benim Kohn, Rav Riviat, they wrote beautiful things. The Lama Tes Malachas, the gray colored set, the four sets. You have Rav Simcha Benim Kohn wrote many, many different Sfarim on practical guidelines for Hilcha Shabbos, various different Malachas. You have the Sefer Klalim, which is in Lashon Kodesh. You have But in English, there's so much stuff written that people could have simple guides and just push it to look up what to do. I talk to people all the time. They tell me, yeah, I got stuck on Shabbos. So what are they going to do? You can't WhatsApp. You can't call. You can't nothing. You could talk to the Rav. Sometimes the Rav's not available in the middle of the day, middle of the night. Could I do this? Can I do this? A person should have some sort of guidelines for him. A simple English Sfarim, or any Lashon, if they're in Lashon Kodesh, have it in Lashon Kodesh, whatever. But Sfarim to be able to look up, but simple ones, not the Lamdash, you want to have simple guidelines, what to look up, how to look up. So when it comes to Muksa, we could understand, things come up, all people tell me, even myself, could I move this, can I move this? I just, boom, I go right to the index, look it up, I look up this, that, camera, not camera, whatever. I'm saying dishes, and or item returning, whatever, you go to the index and you look up this item, that item, or the status of the item. In other words, what am I planning on doing with it? And then you go to the right page and you find it. It's a very important thing that people should have these various different shvarim, and not just in Shabbos, in Brachos also. We've mentioned many times halachas of Kesayis. I don't want to get off on a tangent, but just as I'm on the subject, halachas of Kesayis from Rabbadna, beautiful, beautiful sefer where he brings down actual pictures and how much to eat and when to eat, and not when to eat, but how much to eat, how much is a Kesayis. And people ask all the time, you know, Bracha Rishayna, did I eat enough for a Bracha? Okay. I don't want to get too much into it. Obviously, we're going off. These are Shabbos Shirim. We'll talk about that more when we get to Brachas Shirim. Okay, so just to end off, Lamaisa, bottom line, included in Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kisar, items bought from a store which have items bought from a store which one has decided to return. That's it. It's not for me. I'm returning it. Finished. So that would be Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis, even though it's a klishel malach de leheter, a piece of item of clothing, a dish, a cutlery set, whatever. These are things allowed to be used. But since the fact that I decided to return it, it becomes Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis. The person wishes to return his purchases, right, and therefore is extremely careful to maintain them in the perfect condition so that they don't get ruined, and thereby they could lose money by the owner won't accept it. Accordingly, these items are completely set aside from use on Shabbos and are not muchan. That's the point over here. Accordingly, these items are completely set aside from usage on Shabbos, and they're not muchan. They're not prepared. They don't have a din of quote unquote prepared for you on Shabbos. Thereby, they become muksa, and under this status of Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Rocha Goltuv.